Good to get everybody out here, be able to put on our helmets and move around a little bit, go offense versus defense, and get some work there against each other's scheme. And I appreciate the effort by the guys. I thought they did a nice job with it, worked hard. What they'll do is they've got tomorrow off, and then they come back Monday for a non-OTA day, and then we hit it again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, three practices next week, and then again off on Friday. But with that, time's yours.
Well, it's voluntary, but Brandon Flowers and Justin Houston aren't here. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've been around this a long time, and I understand the business side, and these are voluntary. I got it. I mean, and so that's not a distraction. We just focus on the guys and coach the guys that are here, and these guys are working their tail off. So.
Are both of those guys by choice not here, or was Brandon told not to come or anything like that?
No, they weren't told not to come, no.
Is there a timetable on when Kelsey will be back out of practice and moving around with guys?
Yeah, we just got to see here. We'll just see how it goes as we hit June and then, see how he's feeling. And we're just taking it off of symptoms right now. Yeah.
What about Fisher?
Fisher will probably be training camp where he can actually jam and hit somebody. That's the thing he can't do right now is he can't, they don't want him to do that. So, but he's doing everything else, working his feet and everything.
Joel McKnight out of football in 2013. What was it about him that you wanted to see bring him in?
Well, really, Eric Bieniemy knew about him from his college days, and Eric was coaching at that level at that time. So, really felt strong about bringing him here. John was all on board with it, and he's got good pass receiving ability. He's a good runner, and so we don't really whatever happened. He's sure doing a nice job here right now, so we're excited about that.
Zero concerns about that at all. Last offseason, zero concerns.
Yeah, no, we did our homework on it, and we felt comfortable bringing him here. Yeah.
Anyone want to say about the Van Dyke Cousins?
Yeah.
First of all, on DeMarcus, I mean, what attracted you to him? He's kind of kicked around the league for a few years without much.
Well, he's got tremendous speed, is what he has. Was a good player in college, and he's had some ups and downs in the National Football League. But we bring him in for competition, give him an opportunity to see how it works in this scheme. We do a little bit more bump and run maybe than what he's done before. We think that's one of his strengths, so give him a chance here.
How about little cousin? What do you like about him?
Yeah, he seems like he's a tough kid. He had been a safety. We moved him to corner. He's made that transition. It looks like pretty good. He needs as many reps as he possibly can get for it just to make that transition. So he's getting a few of those here.
That's pretty rare to have siblings or cousins like that playing on the same team, the same position, competing for maybe one valuable spot.
Yeah, we'll see. It's good competition. They can work against each other.
Andy, the Alex Smith contract has been a big topic all week nationally now, too. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, listen, I said what I said before. Alex said it. Doris said it. And, as long as they're working at it, then that's all good. I mean, I think that's enough said on it. I don't think he's concerned, and we're not. I'm sure he'll get worked out down the road here.
There's no real deadline, though. I mean, he's still got another year, and then you got a franchise availability, too, right?
All those things are true. But, as long as they're communicating and working through it, that's what we want to make sure is going on. Yeah, I don't even get into that. They have all. Everybody has the dates. They know, and they know, everybody knows the rules. And so, I honestly, that's not where I put my focus. I mean, I've got a lot of guys that are here trying to make this football team. And that's where you got to put your when you're coaching that part. That's how I go. That's how we roll. Talking about DeMarcus type, yeah. The NBA is not physical, right? I mean, basketball is physical, but now you're throwing a helmet on, and we're asking you to knock each other around a little bit. Nobody's blowing in anybody's ear out here. I mean, my guy LeBron, man, I'm glad he just held it, because LeBron was a heck of a football player one time, and that was close to a forearm shiver distance right there. So, I'm glad he held back on it.
Eddie, how do you measure progress? You get three straight days of guys on the field together. How do you see where they come from day one to end of day three?
I've seen the improvement. It's really coming that they're able to now not work against air, but work against an actual offense and defense. And so, and then special teams the same way. The guys were running out and going versus air, so now they at least you get to see them make adjustments. And that's where I've seen the improvement over the 3 days. It's not a matter of knowing what they're doing route-wise, it's just being able to make the adjustments against the different looks, whether it's from a defensive standpoint or an offensive standpoint.
If LeBron wanted to play football, would you take a shot at him?
Oh, yeah. No, LeBron's my guy, man. I like LeBron. He's all right. He's all right. Tough kid. I think it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. I mean, they're taking steps forward, trying to make it even a greater sport than it already is. The youth, I mean, that's where it all starts, right? So the youth is coming back to play in the game. We love that. Absolutely love that. So more power to them. And all those studies, the technology, everything that's going on, I'm all for it.
Can you notice the physical development of Demetrius out here?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. First of all, he did a great job in the weight room. He and Barry became one there, right? I mean, they joined hips there and started working that son of a gun to where he felt strong and then he's been able to transfer that. So far, he's been able to transfer that onto the field, which is a good thing. Now we haven't it's not live, so we got to see that part of it as we go.
It seems like a lot of your guys took a different approach in the offseason, getting dietitians to work it out differently. A lot of people came back in better shape. Was that something you forced on them, or is that something they all kind of did on their own?
I think that's where the game's going. I mean, these guys, they understand that their bodies are livelihood right now, and that's what's going to make them a living for X number of years that they get to do this, and so why not take full advantage of that? Between Rick and Barry, they do a great job of talking to the players about that, and we've got a couple nutritionists on board that help us with that too. So it's a joint effort. Most of all, the player has to want to do that. We've got a lot of them that do. He looks good. You and I are going there, huh? We're going there, baby. That's right. That's right. We're going there. I like his quickness. I like him in the slot. I mean, he's got great quickness there. That's what he played in Canada. He played in that area. You can see he's got a real feel in there and that good quickness that goes with it.
You ever kept four quarterbacks in the regular season when you were with the Eagles?
I don't remember that. To be honest with you, you'd have to go back and look at that. I want to say three, but there might have been a time when we did keep four.
Philosophically, you have any thoughts on that?
If they're one of the best ones, then we're going for it. Yeah, that's what you do.
Are you going to have enough snaps at camp to sort out what you got here?
Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Yep.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys.